This is V-Way News.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
Iran has announced strikes in northern Iraq and Syria
as regional tensions escalate. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Iran says it launched strikes against what it called spy headquarters and the gathering of anti-Iranian terrorist groups shortly after missiles hit an upscale area near the U.S. consulate in Erbil, the seat of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region. The Kurdish regional government said in a statement that 4 civilians were killed and 6 injured in the strikes. A statement from Iran's Revolutionary Guards on state media said it had struck terrorist operations, including Islamic State targets in Syria. Another statement claimed that it had hit headquarters of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, in the Kurdish region of Iraq. A U.S. official said no U.S. facilities were struck or damaged in the attacks. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson from the Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi movement says they targeted a U.S. ship in the Gulf of Aden. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saria said all U.S. and British ships and warships taking in the aggression against Yemen would be targets for the group. The Yemeni armed forces consider all American and British warships and vessels participating in the aggression against our country as hostile targets within the banks of targets of our forces. Earlier in the day, the U.S. military said an anti-ship ballistic missile fired by Houthi militants struck a Marshall Islands flagged U.S.-owned and operated container ship. No injuries or damage were reported. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has on Monday called for the constitution to be changed to ensure that South Korea is seen as the primary foe and warned his country did not intend to avoid war should it happen. That's according to state media KCNA's reporting. Reuters' Leila Shirak Shashi reports.
The North State TV broadcast photos of Kim at the meeting, where he warned the North would not avoid war should it happen. Kim also added that South Koreans should no longer be referred to as fellow countrymen. The South's President Yoon Suk-yeol hit back at the North hours later.
North Korean authorities defined South and North Korea as two hostile countries, not same-race countries. This shows the North Korean regime acknowledging their nature as anti-national and ahistorical.
In his speech to North Korea's rubber stamp parliament, the Supreme People's Assembly, Kim added unification with the South was no longer an option.
The British Parliament is set to hold a debate over Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's bill designed to allow Britain to send asylum seekers who arrive illegally in Britain to Rwanda amid deep divisions in his Conservative Party on the issue. Reuters' Ryan Cheng tells us more.
Taking back control of borders was a key pledge from Conservative politicians that led to the UK voting to leave the European Union back in 2016. In 2022, net migration soared to 750,000 people. The government's under pressure to keep those numbers down, especially those who arrive illegally in small boats to England's southern shores. The Rwanda scheme, agreed in April 2022 by then-Prime Minister Boris Johnson, sends anyone who arrives illegally to Britain in January of the same year to Rwanda. However, European judges blocked the first deportation flight in June 2022. The UK Supreme Court then upheld a ruling that the scheme was unlawful.
The Ukrainian Air Force shot down a Russian plane early warning and control system that can spot targets up to 650 kilometers away in a key command center aircraft that relays information to troops on the ground and a significant blow for the Kremlin's forces. The planes are fundamental tools in helping orchestrate Russian battlefield movements in Ukraine. Shooting them down, if confirmed, would be a landmark feat for Ukraine in the almost two-year war, as fighting along the front line is largely bogged down in trench and artillery warfare. The anti-poverty organization Oxfam International says the world could have its first trillionaire within a decade. The group on Monday released an annual assessment of global inequalities, timed to the World Economic Forum's gathering of political and business elites. I'm Tommy McNeil.